legend of, like, whatever the fuck it was, like, originally conceived of with or whatever the fuck.
Dude, but where the wild things are is fucking insane,
It's bro. Such a fucking trippy movie. For it comes off as, like, you see it and you would think it's a kid's movie because it's literally based off a kid's book.
No, it is a kid's movie.
But the thing is, when you watch it, it's like, damn.
It is a kid's movie. Like, every aspect of it's kind of like a kid's thing. Because, like, when I watched it as a kid, I was like, he's a kid, you know? Like, this is some shit I'd do.
Whatever this some shit I'd do
if
you know?
I was going to be in this weird-ass world and these motherfuckers, like, showing up and trying to kill me and eat me and shit, bro. I'd be lying my ass off, bro.
Because I feel like the book does not look nearly as scary as the movie does. It's super vivid. It's like, looking back, the from what I remember, I'm pretty sure, like, the graphics on it, like, for the CGI isn't that bad.
No, it's fucking good.
It looks scarily good.
It looks nowadays good, you know, like they made it nowadays. I feel like modern day fucking CGI, though, like, kind of looks weird. Like,
it's weird. Too smooth.
It looks like it's not even part of, like, the people, you know, on the screen and shit.
It looks
like its own thing, like a layer on top of it.
And its way, it feels like
too obvious.
The fact that it's, like, perfect, the fact that everything looks perfect, is worse than for it to look real, you know? If it was, like, imagine you filmed me literally talking to you, but it's just, like, mo-capped. And it's, like, you see my face, but there's, like, no blemishes. The facial hair is, like, even. My eyes are, like, symmetrical, you know what I mean?
No.
When they just, like,
I feel like,
at times, it doesn't get, like,
it's more,
the human texture, you know what I mean?
They're not trying to replicate human texture, though. Like, most CGI nowadays is, like, it's trying to, like, be a monster type shit from, like, past movies where they use puppets and shit where it kind of looked better in a way, you know? But I feel like 2000s, early 2000s, like, not early, but, like, late 2000s, early 2010s, that era of CGI was pretty good, bro. With, like, the Transformer movies and
Spider-Man,
shit.
Spider-Man, bro. Those movies don't look bad.
They don't look bad.
To me.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Where the wild things are, though. Like,
that movie is,
that
for
CGI
its
is
time,
fucking terrifying.
It's horrifying how fucking real it looks.
It's too real.
In a way, it's like, the fact that the monsters look the way they do is like, damn, it really looks like,
it brings them to life, you know?
It really does, and it's like, it doesn't have to look like a normal animal. It can look like what it looks like, but it looks like that if it were real.
Like, look.
If it were literally real.
When I'm watching the Garfield movie, bro, and there's, like, someone talking to, like, nothing right there, I can tell, like, they're talking to nothing. And
they're not talking
acting.
To Garfield. They're talking to, like, a...
But where the wild things are, you can't fucking tell. You forget that shit. You're like, yeah, there's kids with all these creatures and shit.
Just with,
bro,
these monsters.
These fucking monsters on this island. And
bruh, when that one girl, the dude is like, looking for him, because he pissed him off.
Where
and
is
then
he?
She fucking literally swallows him temporarily.
Yeah,
and then when he's in there, the fucking raccoon's still there. Oh my god, dude, that movie, bro, it's and then when he rips the arm off the bird, the bird guy.
Yeah. But there's a lot to that movie, like, beforehand and
if I could watch it now,
showcasing it
and, like, understand it.
No, I rewatched it recently.
Recently, like, when?
Maybe last year.
Last
but
year?
It was enough for me to, like, fully sit down and, like, comprehend
understand.
It as, like,
I want to do that now.
Individual. Grown individual. It was on Netflix. I watched it on Netflix, but that was, like, a year ago. They take shit off fast, bro, so I checked that. But yeah, that movie's fucked, bro. I never read the book. Kevin said he read the book. I never read the book.
It's a kid's book.
Yeah, I never fucking read that shit. I just watched the movie. And I knew the movie was, like, kind of crazy.
Oh, it's on HBO Max.
That's crazy. Like, that movie's fucked, bro. It brought back a lot of memories of me as a kid watching that movie.
It brought more so memories of watching the movie rather than the movie itself.
No, not really. It, like, I was a kid, I owned this movie, you know, so I used to watch it a lot. But it still kind of creeped me out, I'm not gonna lie, but I still watched it. Like, it wasn't, like, that creepy, you know, to me. But now that I, like, watch it, it's kind of like, what the fuck is this shit, bro? Like, what the fuck?
They made this into a kid's movie, bro.
I don't understand it, but it's cool. Like, bro.
What you doing if one day you wake up and you're on a fucking island?
I'm tripping the fuck out. If I'm by myself, and then, like, at night, all I see are, like, fucking big-ass, demon-looking-ass monsters, like, dancing around a fire, and, like, pits of bones, piles of bones, bro. And then, you remember when they give him the crown and he takes it off a fucking skull?
This nigga's a blasting axe.
Bro, look at the wheels on this truck. Troqueando co.
No, that's how it is. Huh?
You're feeling better?
Yeah.
What's
up?
What?
Did they get new wheels? No? That's always been like that?
Yeah.
It's the first time we know it.
Yeah. I just saw the truck and I was like,
look out the cool. We should be truck guys.
Bro,
imagine one day just as a joke, we just flip script, we go hard bean.
You know what I mean? All of us, even me, bro. Like,
you, Dorian, Kevin, Caesar, we all go in deep, deep. Like, we all have the facial hair, we all have the same haircut.
We got the Edgar cut, bro. We're one of those motherfuckers. We got the lowered, like, fucking trucks, bro.
With the big-ass wheels, with the rims on them.
Lowered suspension, bro. One of us even has the lowrider and shit, bro.
We're that. We just do it. We dress like it. Like, I'm wearing the fucking flannel with the one button, with the fucking khaki shorts.
That'd be crazy, bro.
I just wore sandals everywhere all of a sudden.
Dorian's wearing his wife beater everywhere with, like, some extra large True Religion shorts that go down to his knees and past his knees. The long-ass white socks and shit, bro.
You got, like, the fucking...
He's got the black Air Forces.
You got one of, like, the fucking pants with the rhinestones on them and shit.
Nah, bro. I got the black Air Forces, the chino pants, bro. The baggy chino pants.
The baggy chino. And then, like, a shirt, like, two sizes too big.
Yeah, a shirt, like, XXXL, you know.
It reaches, like, down
it's
here.
It's going down there. My arms are, like, kind of covered a bit. Like, it's going down
to, like, almost my wrist. Dude, I can never imagine wearing, like, super baggy clothes. It feels like in my head, it feels weird.
I got my hair slicked back and shit, bro.
Like, you always got, like, a comb on you and shit.
I got a comb on me, combing it back, and I put my hat on, my do-rag, my cap on, bro.
The dark denim jacket. The rhinestones on the back.
Dark denim jacket with the rhinestone on the collar, bro, right here. And that's
just
it, bro.
Killer.
Black on black, bro. With the big-ass shirt. Holy fuck, bro. I never wear my rhinestone jacket, bro. I just carry it around and shit. Just to look cool.
I hold it in my lap. It keeps my legs warm. When I'm sitting out on the patio all day, day drinking.
I'd look really cool if I actually dressed
like... We start day drinking, Isis. Imagine just you, Kevin, and, like, Dorian right here. We got, like, fucking tecates. And no, we got, like, the radio bumping Mexican music.
we're just, we have the lawn chairs in a circle, yeah, and then we got like a 24 pack of Modelos in the cooler.
In the middle and shit, we have like a speaker on it.
We got a speaker on top, bro.
There's like cards on the table and shit. We're playing like,
it's playing some soccer game on the fucking radio and shit. We're just,
and
like,
at the same time, we're like playing cards.
Dude, with those guys,
it'd be lit.
That's when the Matrix breaks us, bro. That's what we, what happens to us and shit, bro. We fucking break and we start doing that.
Is that if we lost?
Remember the whole Chappelle Show, bitch?
That's the only thing, bruh. There's no context to that. We can't tell anyone. We can never tell anyone.
It's our backup plan. Like, holy fuck, bro. That shit's crazy, man. I plead insanity.
Like, bro, fuck. Think about how funny it'd be if we had like a little Key and Peele type show. Kind of like, if we got like bites from the podcast and like made them into little like bite-sized animations, yeah, little clips, and then you would like make a little compilation of it.
We could do that. That's an idea, yeah.
We gotta find clips. And then I gotta fucking animate it.
Well, there's a lot of clips.
I think I'm gonna do it in like minimal frames.
Cause, yeah, you know,
just as a way to like pump it out, you know. Like, I wish I had the time to fucking do like good animation for us. Mm. But then it's just gonna take forever.
Animations. A long time, bro.
Exactly. Then we, it's just gonna take for. That's why I'm saying I need to. I can do it in fucking.
We just need
more animatic
clips and shit. And then we could either one, send them to someone, and then just be like, "Hey, man."
If we pay for like an anime,
like, they don't have to be super high detail.
They have like little like Fiverr dudes who will do that for like not too expensive, depending on how much you're asking for.
But. That's what I'm saying. We don't ask for anything too crazy. We're just like, yo, like...
And you animate it like this.
Animated, like, kind of funny.
And then at the end, like, credit yourself.
And, yeah, credit
yourself. You know?
We don't give a fuck.
Put your name on.
Put you
going.
Yeah.
We respect you. Put your name on.
Like, that could be one option. Also with, like, graphic design and shit. You could do that, too. We could always just hire someone to do something for us if it's not too much.
Putting it, we need to get.
Especially if it's like one project, you know, that we really want to get.
The thing is, we can only truly do that when this creates revenue in terms of like pay someone else. Like.
But depending on how much we're asking for.
Yeah.
Because the clothing brand itself is, it's a lot, it's a big investment.
Do you think we could use that name for our YouTube channel?
Yeah. Probably. But the thing about that is we're kind of just associating our clothing brand with the YouTube channel by default. So if we have anything that's kind of stupid on the YouTube channel,
it'll affect
the brand's image.
True.
Because we gotta keep a strong, like, brand image type shit. We can't.
We gotta remember that what we do is.
Yeah, like that stoner job you're talking about.
Yeah.
We can't do some shit like that, bro. Like,
not anytime soon.
Not
never.
Like, maybe for some Dogs at the Park merch, yeah.
But that's.
No male apparel shit's gonna be like that, bro. Like, yeah, we'll have, like, maybe, like, weed in our shit, you know? We're not gonna be, like, some anti-drug shit, you know?
Censor ourselves
and shit, bro. But, like, it's gonna be a process. And we gotta keep a strong, like, backbone for what we are as a brand.
Yeah. What we are as a brand.
What we stand
our
for.
Our quality assurance. Our morals. Our fucking, like... Our,
yeah, quality, like, you know, everything.
We have to make sure that our whole process, at some point, we can get to be, like, sustainably... sourced, you know what I mean? Like
now it's almost March. We wanted the drop to roll out early summer, so we're saying like May. That's like 2 months from now, right? Like after this month, then the next month. Either way, though, we gotta roll shit out. We gotta get designs picked. We gotta, like, finalize them type shit.
That's the hardest part, because, like, then we have to find the actual manufacturer we're using. You found, the list, right?
I found a list.
So, but did you see any that could be, like, useful to us?
There's a high minimum.
Okay.
Like, you gotta buy a lot.
Alright, so...
Of one design.
I saw one that was nearby. There was a... It's by the... The Jack in the Box by Dream Palace.
So specific, bro. Huh.
You know, right there by... Like, down the street from Bikini Beans?
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. Like, bro.
I know a spot, though.
Rick, are you going?
She's on the run. Guys, we gotta do a whole little... Gravity Falls, like, type shit, you feel me?
Yeah, bro, we're gonna hide some some symbolic shit in our videos, bro.
Dude, if you could piece it together, you know, it's bro, told only through environmental storytelling. We don't say or do anything shit like that, though. But we just, like, do it in the background of our videos in such a way it's like, if you're paying attention, you'll be like, what the fuck? Like, you'll be really looking at it, and we'll leave, like, little clues and shit.
No, bro, we'll have a whole Reddit page, like, talking about, like, yo, bro, did y'all see, like, the video, you know, of the background of, like, 337, this motherfucker, like, has a painting
in for, like, 30 seconds.
Not even 30 seconds, for 3 seconds, bro.
You can for 3 see seconds, painting. And then the next shot, it's gone.
And then the next shot, it's gone. But
and for the rest of the video, it's never there.
On the painting, there's a QR code that if you zoom in super...
And, like, enhance the image.
The fucking image, sharpen it to 1,000%, bro. And do all this crazy shit to it, bro. Then you can, like, scan the QR code and it takes you to, like, a members-only veil drop, bro. And super exclusive, like, members-only type shit, bro. There's only, like, 3 shirts made. So if you figure it out, like, afterwards, bro, it's all sold out, you know? It's crazy, man. I learned, like, you can get blanks and shit, you know? But if you want, like, your own custom quality and whatnot, there's certain manufacturers you can go to that cut and sew their own, like, blanks and shit. So they have, like you're saying, like, how some mediums are, like, too long,
too short on the sleeves, and too short on the waist, where it'll be, like, right on your belt line, it's like...
But at that point, you get a large, but then when you buy a large from them...
At times, it can be...
Too long on the waist, and on the sleeves, it's, like, just perfect, you know? Or, like, just how you think it should be.
That's why, in my head, this should be extra medium. In a way, you know?
That's what I'm saying, that...
This should be a medium 0.1, or, like, medium plus, you feel me?
taken away, but like that company makes it, or those companies like manufacture that shit, so it feels that way, you know, like it feels what you say, extra medium, you know, it feels crazy. Like they look cool, you know. Seeing like the oversized kind of
custom, the nice kind of slightly baggy zone.
Yeah, it's like slightly baggy, not too baggy though. It doesn't look like it's fucked up.
Bro, and
plus it's like a heavyweight.
Is the blank I have is for the t-shirt.
Yeah,
is pretty good. It has really good material.
What's it called?
I don't remember. But like, bro, are you trying to make a shirt?
Not today, man.
Like, not today. The long sleeve one, it's a Gildan, you know. It's good. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Saying it's good is crazy. Gildans are cheapest of the cheap, I feel like. Like, I feel like if a company printed on a guild, especially us, bro, we're trying to like uphold the image. What the fuck are we doing?
Exactly.
Printing on
the guild. I'm just, hey, this is a custom. It's for me.
Yeah, this is a custom, bro. So like, it's,
I don't give a fuck. This is for me, dog. I'm not custom, putting that out there.
But like, I'm saying for our company, saying like, hey, we're gonna print on guildens, bro. Guildan blank shit, like shirts for everyone, bro. Let's go. It'd be kind of fucked up. Let's go, bro.
Let's go.
Like, we tear the tags off and we're like, what kind of blanks are these? They feel like Gildan, bro. It's like, nah, bro. These premium heavyweight. Like, we start listing off a bunch of bullshit about it.
Is Babbage? There's a dry cleaners at her house.
I fuck with that.
Her little brother runs it.
I fuck with that.
His friends run it too.
As long as they let me like run it, and then they run it like accurate, you know.
They let you run it?
No.
I was gonna say, what? You wanna fucking run it? It's good, right?
Yeah. I got a plate in it. Here.
What rating is it?
I don't know. We're going to figure out.
What caliber are you using?
45.
How far are you going to shoot me from?
Pretty close.
Why?
But why? Dude.
Those are fast.
Jamie, pull up my favorite scene. I just
That was honestly really fucking funny.
As would you get Ratatouille?
Oh my god.
I's bad bitch, but she Ratatouille's you.
Chef's hat everywhere, I'd assume he got Ratatouille, bro.
I mean,
yeah.
If I just, not even just the chef hat, just a hat.
No, chef's hat. Only specifically. The chef's hat. Like, you start wearing it places, and I'm like, Alex, what the fuck? Like, why are you always cooking on this shit?
Like, what the fuck? If fuck's I got Ratatouille bro? Like that?
Yeah. I'd be like, damn, bro. Homie's gone, bro. And I tell Dorian, and I say, we were like, bro. We got a skinwalker on our hands. He Ratatouille, bro.
Who Ratatouille, my boy?
A bad bitch.
Baby.
Baby, but she Ratatouille, my boy.
You know what she does, Isis? When you're sleeping, she plays with your hair. And she, like, uses your phone with your hands and shit.
Wait, what?
She, like, puts her fingers in your hair. And she makes, like, your hands move and shit while you're asleep. And she just starts texting people shit.
Mm.
On your phone type shit.
No.
She goes rogue on your part. No, bro. Bad bitch. But she wants access to your phone. You know what's interesting, bro? When girls, like, give you their password on their phone, like, put you in as, like, a thumbprint or some shit.
Who the fuck has a thumbprint on their phone, bro? That's some weird shit, bro.
What?
Thumbprints on your phone. That's so, like, 2011, bro. Come on, dog.
What?
Thumbprints on your phone.
What do you mean?
It's all Face ID now.
You well, just put duh. Your face and it's all...
There's no thumbprints anymore. Except on Kevin's phone. But he has, like, his hands on or some shit, bro.
I know.
That's tough, man.
What do you mean?
You Android users?
Y'all it living has, in the past. It has face recognition. I just...
Y'all living in the past, bro. That's crazy. You gave the FBI your fingerprint. I love when people say that shit, dog.
What?
You gave the FBI your fingerprint, bro.
Bro.
You gave the FBI your fingerprint, bro? Are you fucking stupid, dog? You put your fingerprint on your phone? You put your face on your phone, nigga? Now the FBI has your face on your phone, nigga. Never use a camera, bro. Because as soon as you use a camera, you're on the system, dog. Then you can't escape from the Matrix, nigga. Babbage?
Yeah.
She's only available on weekends.
I'm down. I mean, I've had girlfriends like that where it's like, I like we see each other like once a week, you know, like we text all week, and then one day, and then that's always the day we go out on a date, and it's always the day we fuck. You know, when you get into the middle of a routine with a girl.
Something tells me it doesn't last long.
What? What? Say what you're gonna say.
I wasn't saying anything. I was imitating you.
I'm never the one to come on to them. They always come on to me. I just never stopped them, which I'm guessing is now my fault. Which is now my fault for not being the bigger person about it, I guess. Why? You want me to tell them no? I'm trying to, like...
You want me to tell them no? You want me to, like, tell them, nah, bro, you're not, like, trying to be in a committed relationship. You're just trying to fall. You know? I feel like you gotta get to know them first. That's just me, though. If fuck me for thinking you
I get to know them first. I don't fucking...
For a week, bro. For a week. Guys, comment down below in the comments.
I got better about it. I got better for once. And I mean it. And you're gonna be like, Alex, how many times have we had this conversation?
Talking stages should be like after the friendship is established type shit, you know? There's no way you're gonna be like a like a couple like that that's gonna last long. I don't know. That's like going into the stock market with like $20,000 and betting on like random, what the fuck is this, on like random like options and shit, you know, just trying to make your money and then like saying fuck it, I'm not even gonna watch it, bro. I'm gonna let it gamble. I'm gonna let it roll, bro. I forgot where I was going with that. I got distracted. Hey, what the fuck? I don't know. Me personally, girl doesn't meet my standards, I stop talking to her.
I feel like I have super niche standards.
I have super high standards.
I want a lot for myself,
just,
but...
That's just because I feel like I'm not...
I don't want to be in a relationship,
so if someone like really, really...
Really catches my attention. And like, I genuinely feel...
And they meet my needs and my standards.
You know? They're not tripping on me, and I got nothing to trip about on them, you know?
Exactly.
It's just...
Then yeah, sure. What the fuck was that, man? Is some FBI information collector, bro? Like, why do people stop there all the time?
What you doing all of a sudden, you see somebody, like, drive by really quickly and just take a picture. Like, you see the big ass, like, they're like, no.
I see a van pull up in my driveway while I'm smoking.
It swerves onto it type shit, and then, like, people run out.
The van, like, opens, and, like, there's, like, some, like, obvious signal radar shit, or some, like, crazy shit like that, you know? And then they, like, take pictures, and I see the flash, and, like, I trip out. The fuck?
Cause if you saw kids fighting, would you do anything? I feel like I'd just laugh. unless like one kid was just getting his ass beat.
I think this nigga's trying to look for some smoke, bro.
What's happening?
It's just yelling. I'm not tripping, bro. There's a saw right there, there's a knife right there, there's a fork right there. Bro, like, I was thinking if he came close, I was gonna reach at that shit and then fucking like, bro, what the fuck? And there's a knife right there too, so it's like, if he's
over the head with the bong, if it gets to that point, bro.
If it gets to that point.
Oh, wait, we got the boards.
Do that too.
Nah, bro, we got the lighter fluid.
We got the lighter fluid in the Mario.
Fireball jutsu his ass.
Fireball jutsu.
You squeeze it and go.
You pretend like you spit it on him. Like, what the fuck was that, bro? Those kids just got out of school or some
There's
shit.
Like a
and he's like,
chubby kid walking away.
He's like, run, fat boy. Run, fat boy. And then that girl was running too. He's like, run, bitch.
What was going on?
I got no clue.
Did we witness something?
We did witness something. That's why I was like, bro, shut up. Like, this dude's gonna say some shit. Come on.
I'm like, I hope he doesn't interact with us.
Yeah, he's crossing the street going back home. Wherever the fuck that is. What the actual fuck? Like, I thought it was just one of the other kids, like, playing with the other kid, like, yelling at him and shit. Then I saw that one kid, like, crossing the street. Bro, he was, like, hurrying up. He was fucking running, like, not running, but, like, speed walking, you know? And I'm out here every day smoking at around this time, so I see them, like, how they normally walk, you know? These motherfuckers were running, like, speed walking and shit, bro. All of them. And then that chick started running. He's like, run, bitch. And then that kid started running. And then he's like, run, fat boy.
He's
like, y'all better give me my money or some shit
I'm
like
in
that.
Debt for money for possession of marijuana or some
yeah,
shit like that.
Possession of, what the fuck? I'm in debt for money for possession of marijuana. Is he running through the neighborhood? No, that's not him. I was like, is this nigga running through the neighborhoods now? Asking for money or some shit. What was that? That was funny.
That was interesting.
Very interesting. I'm quite baffled, if you will.
Astonished, one would say.
Astonished. Be an overstatement, innit?
Am I?
I would say
Am I?
Exhilarating, innit?
Am I? You know what'd be sick? We go to London as a K-On reference. We go to London.
As a reference, bro?
You wouldn't think it'd be nice to go to, like, Europe?
Like, yeah, it'd be cool to go to Europe and shit, but as a reference, that'd be kind of stupid.
well, we just stop there, you know? If you go to Europe, you can just take the train everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, wherever you want to fucking go, you know, one day we're like, oh, bro, let's go to London, bro. We go to where they went in K-On.
Nigga.
You're not down?
No, I'm not saying I'm not down. I'm just laughing at the fact that that's your, like, reference of London. Is K-On. anime.
Not the actual place.
Not the actual place or the shit that's in it or, like, what it's known for. Or its history behind
no,
it.
Just because
you're like, bro,
K-On.
The anime, dog. That's some cool
You know
shit.
That anime where they go there for a movie? You know that one time?
That one time they go there for that one anime, for that one movie episode.
Bro, Iz, you wanna watch the K-On movie?
The K-On movie?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm good.
I just found the whole thing fucking pirated.
Oh, shit.
Man, it was the first fucking thing on Google.
Bruh.
I was like, oh, real? It was like a functioning link. There wasn't spam on it. I was like, what the fuck?
That doesn't open 10 ads and shit.
Yeah. I feel like, bro, if you pirate enough shit, you know, you know how to get around the bullshit, you know? Where you press fucking Control W really quick before the tab loads. You just, nope, close, you know?
Yeah, and then there's like a ton of ads. Like, bro, sometimes it opens like three screens
and
shit.
You have to do it, you have to do it quick. It's like a game, but just to fucking watch like one episode of anime, you know?
I feel like...
You remember Kiss Anime?
I don't... No, I never used Kiss Anime.
Bro, Kiss Anime was the days, bro. Kiss Anime was the...
Oh, yeah,
bro, at one point
I used it to watch Naruto, actually, back in the day when I was first watching Naruto, like, freshman year, bro.
Bro.
That shit was buggy as all fuck.
The thing was... Dude, sometimes it just wouldn't be up.
Sometimes it wouldn't work, yeah.
And then,
like, none of the servers
I hated
worked.
It when it had the bullshit where it was, like, the... What was that thing? Oh yeah, the verification bullshit. Before you watch something, it would say something really specific and then have like a really weird like little JPEG.
Oh yeah.
The little picture, the little, it's like pick which one. It's like bird with like a green sausage. And it's like, what? And it's like a one that has like a pickle, one that does have the green sausage, one that's like not even
that.
It's like a sky. And then the last one's like a picture of like a lady like giving a baby like a bottle of milk. Like it's that specific. It's
all these stock images of some bullshit, and then one of the images is like actually some really specific shit that was like taken for this reason. Like it's stock images, bro. And it's like pizza on the roof, Breaking Bad episode. I don't even remember. I remember one time though, I was trying to like solve all this like prove you're not a robot shit, bro. It wouldn't work. Like I did
sometimes
it,
it's like re-verify. It's like, what do you mean?
It's like try again.
And you'd have to reload the page and then try it again. And then a pop-up would come up. You close the pop-up before it loads. And then once you're on the dude, I had to do that on my PS4. So it was like a button input that I had to like remember how to do.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
I don't know if I've told this on the podcast or not yet.
Yeah.
But one time I was watching it was Naruto, actually. Funnily, like, coincidentally enough, you know. It was Naruto. I was watching on, like, Kiss Anime or some shit. Either way, halfway through the episode, bro, this random ad pops up, and it's just one of those snap fuck
like ads. It's like, snap, fuck, girls around you want to fuck right bitches. Now.
Bro. It's like, ugly girls need dick, too. No, it's like, what the? It's like, there's bad bitches in the neighborhood. It was like, dick.
Bro, it was a Snapchat fuck one. It was like, there's bitches on Snapchat that want to fuck, bro. Sign up for this website and shit so you can fuck all these Snapchat it's bitches.
Spam.
Bro, no. It's not, like, it's just a spam website, right? And it was on my fucking screen on the PlayStation, like, on, like, my living room TV, because I used to keep my fucking PlayStation in the living room.
Like a maniac.
Like a maniac. And I had to, I didn't know how to close that shit, like, fast enough at the time.
You remember the time?
So then I just, like, was, like, freaking out and shit, so I backed out and was like, what the, how do I, like, close this shit, bro? And then I figured it out. I was like, bro, that shit's so stupid.
Dog, you remember the time when fucking we were in like high school and shit? We were at Caesar's house and we just pulled up porn on his fucking TV.
You guys did that shit. I wasn't there for that.
It was funny because everyone was just laughing. And then when Caesar came in, he's like, "What the fuck? What is this?" Everyone just keeps laughing. It's trying to like take it off and shit, clear the history. We're just laughing at it because he's all like, "Oh shit, I'm fucking." And as you know, it's interesting. I feel like Maple was a lot cooler than Dipper.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because you were hating his. Real niggas like Stan, bro. I fuck with Stan, bro. Dipper's a bitch. Mabel, she can be a little asshole at times. See, Dipper, like...
She could be like really...
She's super self-centered and shit.
At times, she can just forget about shit. About she just Dipper. Won't think about other she people. Won't
think about Dipper.
She just won't think.
Bro. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, watching it back, it's kind of crazy seeing her like act that way towards him. But at the same time, Dipper's kind of a dumbass. Like, to be fair, Dipper,
he's just always tripping about shit.
Tripping about everything, bro, and it's fucking
just literally always tripping about something.
It's crazy
for some fucking reason, you know.
Like, Dipper's a character, but like you see him progress throughout the story and shit, and then eventually
he has his shit together for once.
And then he leaves. And that's at the end of the series though, he gets his shit together, so that's a pretty good point. He gets his shit together. But Mabel, on the other hand, she also gets her shit together.
Yeah.
She realizes like a bunch of shit. Like, I can't
depend there's on character my brother progression. Too
much. I can't really depend
oh
on
oh my him. God, a series where like shit happens.
Shit just happens.
Actually happens. there's like no room for filler, really.
Actually, there is. Riz. That bitch, she got more Riz than you.
She has more Riz.
She's fucking Riz.
Did she Riz me?
She's Rizzler.
She Rizzled me?
She Rizzled you, bro.
I got Rizzled.
She like backed you up in a corner type shit. Pushed you up against a wall.
Oh, and
she. You're like, you're sweating and shit, bro.
I start crying.
And she's like, hey, nigga. And then she like Rizzes you up and shit. And then she's like, let me get your ass to crack.
And I'm like, okay.
You're fucking sweating balls, dog. We give it to her. That'd be crazy. Rizzler.
The Rizzler.
What? The Rizz God?
The Rizz. The Rigizzler. Rizzy Glizzier.
Rizzy Glizzier.
Spong Glizzier. Diggly Randy's.
What?
I don't know, I'm making words up.
You know something I've been wanting to do for years?
¿Qué pasó?
But never did.
So,
split die.
I'm telling you, bro. You with like dark blue or like dark or like light purple type shit.
I think dark purple too. Kind of go off.
Dark blue? No, I mean dark purple. Yeah. Oh, you
or
know
even
what you
like
could
red,
do?
Bro.
Kind of gradient it.
I don't like red. You know, I had a dream actually that I dyed my hair. I dyed the right side of it, right? And I was scared because I was like, no, bro, it's a fucking wrong side, bro. I didn't want to dye that side. Like, what the fuck, dog? And I was like tripping out about it. And I was like, in the dream, I'm like, wait, no, I did want to dye the right side. I'm fucking retarded, bro. But yeah, I forgot what. I think I dyed it blue in the dream. I think blue would kind of go hard too. Blue, blonde, platinum. It's endless possibilities, bro. I could be like, who was that shit? Kevin? Was it Kevin? Remember when Kevin was dyeing his hair like all types of different colors? Like he wanted to be the rainbow
yeah.
and shit. He had orange at one point. He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, fucking. He had the gradient blue. That wasn't bad.
He had the
that
gradient.
That was really nice.
The Smurf look. Bro.
The Smurf people would.
People nicknamed him.
People
Smurf
nicknamed him Smurf.
Shit.
You remember when Quinn had green hair? Josh had red hair. Oh my god.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest, those dyes weren't like that great. Except for Kevin's, Josh's kind of looked retarded. Like, his just looked like red ramen, you know? Because his hair was like curly and shit. And his hair, like, was a weird red color.
I just think I'd look cool with frosted tips.
You want sunglasses?
Thank you. No! No!
I can make it smaller.
You can't really see the numbers.
I can see.
It's yellow.
Guys, you know what we should do? We do a video of us just fighting people in public parks.
You wanna have a scrap, bro?
We just start shit with people.
He's just attacking us people. Oh my god, no. No, I don't have the... I don't have whatever it takes to actually do, like...
You just get
disturb somebody.
You'd end up just getting your ass beat. And then getting us in trouble and shit.
It's just the stupidest thing you could do, is what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. I don't know about that one, bro. That's all you. Maybe you could do that shit.
I'm not going
we'll
to.
We'll film you.
I'm not going
people.
To.
We'll film. That's some pussy shit, bro. You sent the idea and then you know, they followed through.
Well, it's just a stupid idea.
Well, why'd you suggest it, bro?
As a joke. It's as a joke. I don't actually want to fucking, like, harass people in public,
that's
bro.
That's content, dog. We could film you doing it.
That's
content. Like, when they come up to us, they're like, we don't know this dude. Like,
bro, but the fact that we're releasing content like that is such a hateful platform, you know what I mean? Just you fighting random people in public just because you're, like, because you want to fight them, you know what I mean?
It is what it is. But it's all you, man. Like, we film you doing it. Like,
bruh, no, that's not good, though.
Do that dude next. Like, we pick the people, you know? We're like, do that dude, bro. And then you go up to him, you push him a little, you're like, hey, man. And then we're, like, filming you from a distance and shit. We got, like, GoPros. Dorian's got on, like, spy glasses, bro. I got on, like, my iPhone, and I'm, like, just low-key recording while, like, sipping, you know, some orange juice or some shit, you know? Looking not suspicious at all. And then you're right there, and then that's when we pop out, we're like, whoa, what the fuck? And then we pull out our phone and shit and start recording you, like, you fighting, you know? And then that's when Dorian comes out with the camera and he's like, yo, what? And then we start filming you and shit. We're like, damn, he's fighting them, bro. This dude's crazy, man. Damn. And we just hype him up, bro. We antagonize the fuck out of him. Like, bro, you just gonna take that from him?
You're like, bro, is that guy... is that guy about to jump that dude? And it's like, I think so, bro.
Are they gonna fight right there? And then you just keep it going from there. Damn. You gonna take that from him, bro? It's just punch. Like, sucker punch people, bro. We'll make that a series. That's just you going up to people.
We can do it as a skit. As a skit. As a skit. If it is us, like us, you know, it's actors, not actual people. Yes, that would be fun.
We could do that in the future. Definitely.
It's a whole song, bro.
It's a song. What the fuck?
Later on, it's a balloon, it gets SpongeBob.
That's just funny, dude.
They're clowning this motherfucker.
That dude.